All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Got it back in time.
Where were you? August 9th, 1986. In the news, the U.S. Democratic-controlled House voted to slash President Reagan's funding request for the Star Wars missile defense system to $3.1 billion and force him to abide by the unratified 1979 Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty.
I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause of mankind and world peace, to give us the means of rendering these nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete.
At the movies,
I'm working on something that'll change the world and human life as we know it.
A brilliant but eccentric scientist begins to transform into a giant man-fly hybrid after one of his experiments goes horribly wrong.
I don't want to! I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis, and John Getz star in the remake of The Fly.
Help me. Please, help me.
Saturday Night TV features Different Strokes, Benson, and the Golden Girls.
Ranch, come on, don't be absurd. Look, we were robbed, and now it's over. It has nothing to do with energy. It has nothing to do with being single. It has to do with a lousy lock on a sliding door and massive unemployment. Now I'm going into my room. Call me when the cops come.
We're all employed, Dorothy, except your mother. I wouldn't call that massive.
Good night, Rose. Go to sleep, sweetheart. Pray for brains.
And on the radio,
Britain's Bananarama enters the top 10 today with a remake of Shocking Blue's 1970 hit, Venus.
She's
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1986.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.